I suppose it's a rather fitting that we're having a chat to this gentleman, Jeff Orton, economist and author of the Me Household Financial Comfort Report. Jeff, good morning. Look, we know that a lot of people, I suppose you and I are two people, have decided where we want to work and we enjoy what we do, but not everyone has that same luxury when it comes to employment, do they?
No. Good morning. Australian households are feeling record levels of job insecurity and very high rates of underemployment at the moment, Todd.
Isn't that a terrible term, underemployment, that to think that you're going out and you're working, but realistically, and it's a horrible thing to say, you'd be better staying at home getting benefits?
Well, I mean, that's not true for all those people, but people tend to focus on the unemployment rate and say at about 5.8% across Australia, that's okay. You'd like to be a little bit lower. But what people don't always recognise, Todd, is that nearly 60 to 70% of those people on casual and part-time jobs, they'd like to work more. And of course, and at better rates as well.
Which is natural, as you would imagine. This is the thing that's worrying me. Millions of Australians are living week to week with less than $1,000 in cash savings in the event of an emergency. That is scary, and that is quite stressful.
Yeah, you know, when ME Bank asks Australians about what's driving their financial comfort, you find that they have very low comfort levels with their savings. And of course, that in turn affects their ability to cope with a financial emergency. So, you know, when you look at the stats, everybody sort of gets the averages, and the averages across Australia right now is that the savings rate is quite high. It's high because people have been cautious still. But at the end of every week, about 40% of households typically spend all their income. 9%, you know, overspend because they're either running down their savings or borrowing. And about 1 in 2 have a little bit of money left over to save. And of those people that are saving, you know, the vast majority of them have, about a quarter have $1,000 in cash savings, and another quarter have up to $10,000 in cash savings. It's not a lot of money to face any financial emergency, or if you know, for that matter, lost your job.
No,
for
it's not.
A certain period of time.
And you know, look, you think about what can happen. We had a situation in Newcastle about 18 months ago, and I know, I'm drawing on the worst case scenario, but we had someone who was going around the city slashing tyres. You think about $1,000, and I'm using that as a bit of a benchmark. If you had to replace 4 tyres on the car, you could, depending on your car as well, you could soak up that $1,000 in a heartbeat. And in 2017, even though it's a lot more, $10,000 is not a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of people not only have less than $1,000, but then don't feel like if an emergency come along, not because of a car tyre slasher, but they got unwell or whatever in a part-time work, they couldn't raise $3,000 to get by. So there's a growing divide between, you know, rich and poor across the country, and that also shows up in the survey, Todd.
You think a lot of people are relying on credit cards?
Well, there's sort of two types of people with credit cards. Those people that use them as a line of credit and pay them back at the end of the month, and those that sort of use it and run up a bit of debt. And those people that are running up debt are being quite cautious at the moment. Credit card loans outstanding are virtually going sideways. And you know, richer people that own their home or are paying off their home, they're building up their savings and paying off their mortgages faster. But then you've got, you know, a large number of Australians, proportion of Australians that are just cash constrained, income constrained, and they're still very much struggling.
Someone once said to me, they said, what is your definition of success or being comfortable? And, you know, I really broke it down is that going to the letterbox and having the power bill, and we were just talking to Stephen Fenwick about this, there's so many people in regard of the hot weather we've had over the last month or so, is having a bill come through and going, you know what, I can pay it. That, to me, is success. And I would imagine there'd be a lot of Australians that would dread that trip to the letterbox.
Oh, absolutely, Todd. ME Bank also asks people what their biggest worries and their biggest positives are. And 43% of households say their biggest worry is the cost of necessities. Yeah, that's what they're most concerned of, because they are cash constrained, and at the end of the week, if there's a letter come into your mailbox or into your email box these days, hopefully you've got a little bit of savings or a little bit more time to pay it off.
Yeah, it's look, there's no simple solution to it, but just, the fact that we're highlighting it and the fact that, you know, it's known that people aren't doing it alone, and I don't necessarily know that that makes it any better. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, Todd.
Economist and author for the MiBank Household Financial Comfort Report. It's interesting, isn't it? It's not a lot of money, and we think about $1,000, but as Jeff just said, that can be soaked up very, very quickly. It's 11 to 12.